Halloween Monster Fucker Bonanza. Pairing: Fallen Angel, Disgraced Priest. By Doomgender on Twitter. Thanks to A. Alice NSFW on Twitter for the suggestion. Content warning for religious, vaguely Christian themes, going on a walk, generally sinister traveling companion, lightly spooky, and kissing. Your bag hangs heavy on your shoulder. The sun is setting, the air is cool, and there aren't many folk out and about. At the crossroad, you look back at your church again. Not your church anymore. You turn to keep walking with a sigh and nearly run someone right over. A bag falls to the ground, along with a wide-brimmed black hat. Oh goodness, I'm so sorry, let me help. My fault, I wasn't looking where I was going. You crouch down, as does the stranger, and help dust off the fallen possessions. You stand after and look over to them. Their eyes catch you, a strangely silver blue than their features, genderless and beautiful and sharp. You are quite speechless, mouth slightly agape. After a moment of being stared at, they raise an eyebrow. Is everything quite all right, traveler?
I'm so sorry. It's been a terribly long day and I'm quite out of sorts. I'm sorry for my clumsiness.
No trouble, traveler. You realize suddenly that you don't recognize them. If I may be so bold, are you not the traveler between us?
They smile brightly.
Of a sort, I am. I've gone and lost my way, though, so I suppose you could call me more of a wanderer.
Ah, perhaps I could assist you then. I've lived in this region my whole life. I know my way around well.
You watch them run their fingers through their hair thoughtfully. If it's no trouble, I'm looking for the inn by the riverside.
No trouble at all. It's actually in the direction I was headed. I'd be happy to walk with you.
They put their hat back on. It goes well with their black suit.
Rather morbid color scheme, no?
Said the priest. You give a bitter chuckle as you start to walk, with them following closely.
Not terribly sure I'll be a priest much longer, I'm afraid.
My, what happened?
The sound of boots stepping on dusty earth.
Suppose I ask too many questions. You're supposed to take it on faith.
A crow calls somewhere far away.
It's been my feeling for a while now that if someone doesn't answer a question and can't give a good reason why, either they don't know or they're afraid of what you'll do with the truth.
Pensively, you look ahead. The forest looms close.
What kind of questions have them so riled up they risk losing a fine person like yourself?
The wind whips up and cuts through you. You pull your coat close.
You don't want to hear about dry theological concerns.
Oh, but I do, friend. Their smile is genuine, but oddly sharp. You look back to the road.
I argued that questioning divinity should not be grounds for retribution, divine or otherwise. That we shouldn't be afraid of finding new truths.
The trees swirl around you, bare branches swaying in the dim.
Not a popular stance, I'm finding out.
With a frown, you squint ahead. The path seems almost longer than normal, and it's getting so dark. You left your lantern at home, like a fool. A small noise and light pools around you. You look over and see that your walking partner has brought a lantern of their own.
Ah, thank you. I think myself your dashing savior, yet without you I'd be wandering my own woods in the dark.
You can't see their eyes in the shadow, but that smile gleams. I'm happy to repay your kindness a bit. Going back to your debate, I'd be inclined to agree with you. You nod slowly. Were there always this many twists in the path? That's so? They're now walking a few steps ahead of you, holding the lantern aloft. Of course. To wonder and question is very human. Can't blame you for following your nature. You say that like you're not. Their footsteps halt, and they stand still as stone in the center of the path ahead. A liquid drop of dread pours down your spine. Traveler? Their head tilts up to look at the moon above. Wait, when did it get so late? Yes, friend? You swallow hard. Are you? Their head turns slow and their teeth flash, and you still can't see their eyes, and that smile is sickening for its glee. Of course not, friend. A bird screeches loud to your right, your head turns instinctively, and when you look back, the lantern sits alone on the path. You look around you nervously, but they're nowhere to be found. Clouds pass over the moon, and it's only getting darker. Gingerly, you take up the lantern. It's strangely familiar looking. Oh, your name is engraved on it. Cold sweat down your neck. Were they in your house? A rustle. Yet when you turn, you see nothing. What do you want from me? Warm breath on your ear. You smell oil and wine. I only want to give you a few gifts. You spin again and catch a few black feathers settling in the dirt. Demon, I don't want whatever you offer. Their voice again, like spice and sparks. Ah, but I think you do. Frozen in place, you tremble. Your heart pounds so loud that they might hear it back at the church. A curious priest on the verge of disgrace who wanders into the woods at night with a stranger met at a crossroad? Silent, you curse yourself for not figuring it out sooner. Or maybe you did know but chose to ignore it. And, friend, I'm not a demon. Just an angel that took their own path. You still haven't moved, watching the dark shape of the trees shift against the sky. What gifts? Movement behind you, and they whisper in your other ear. Answers, of course. The world is wider than you know. And if you'd like, you can hear the playful joy in their voice. Maybe a kiss? You think I... You turn to voice your indignation, but stop when you see them. They stop the sky with black wings, hands and rings and wheels, and that face with eyes shaded. They lean down as big and grand, as terrible as the horizon feels. You don't have to do anything, friend. Turn away. Continue down your path, and I shall not darken your door again. Their tongue traces their lips hungrily. Or... But you're already pushing to your tiptoes, already leaning close and already letting go, falling into their arms that wrap all around you, falling against their lips that hunger for yours, falling and falling into their dark embrace. Their soft skin burns as it touches you, fire to the cold night air. Their hands touch you all over, moving you with strength beyond sense. You pull back for air from the kiss, panting while they wipe a bit of drool from your lips. We'll make something great of you, won't we? If you like her writing and want to support her making more, you should check out her Patreon. You even get immediate access to some fun bonus stories if you sign up based on prompts suggested and chosen by patrons.